looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Well, they're under curfew in Alice Springs. The Northern Territory Chief Minister Eva Lawler has declared the state of play is now an emergency situation. However, she hasn't made an emergency declaration as far as I can see. The town has been placed under strict curfew conditions. It applies to everyone under the age of 18. They are under curfew from 6 p.m. till 6 a.m. for the next 14 days. The latest crackdown comes following one of the worst cases of violence we've witnessed so far. Hundreds of people were rioting in the streets, some armed with axes and crowbars, and locals were forced to lock themselves inside homes and shops.
Mate, they're taking 20-metre jumps and jumping in the glass trying to smash it.
Oh, she's got a brick.
It's escalated big time. They've smashed one door around.
It's escalating big time. You can say that again. Matt Patterson is the mayor of Alice Springs, and he's on the line. Hey there, Matt.
G'day, mate. Thanks for having me.
I'll tell you what, that was scary to watch.
How calm was the fella holding the door in? I mean, goodness gracious me, that was very confronting, and I've probably never seen anything worse in my life.
You can only imagine what would have happened if the people outside got inside.
Oh, absolutely, mate. And the thing I've touched on is we talk about the cost of the damages to the windows. I mean, that alone was $30,000, but we've talked about cost of the vandalism before. But what we can't measure is the cost of people's mental health and what this is causing them. So, you know, I imagine that's, for those people barricaded inside, was very frightening, and they probably, well, I know they did fear for their life.
Matt, as you know, we've been covering the issues in Alice Springs for over a year now, but you know the sad thing? I had a couple of people write to me this morning saying, why are you wasting your time on Alice Springs? Nothing is ever going to change.
Look, and we greatly appreciate you covering this and being a dog with a bone, Ben, because I think without you and a few other news platforms, we wouldn't be getting the media attention that we are. It's because you're not wasting your time. It's because Alice Springs is a wonderful place and it's a fantastic tourism destination. And with a bit of love and TLC, it can turn itself around and be the mecca that it once was. And I think that that's really important. We haven't given up hope here, and we want people to come to Alice Springs, and it's an amazing place. And it's absolutely worth fighting for.
Did you notice any difference last night with the curfew in place?
Yeah, look, the feedback is it was much quieter. I think that obviously it was pretty snap decision. It was a welcome decision, so not sure all the resources were here, but we'll wait and see, you know, the breakdown later on today. Look, I think that it's a brave decision by the Chief Minister, the emergency and then the curfew. So, you know, I think it's a brave decision. It's welcomed. Shouldn't be celebrated, but it's certainly welcomed.
Okay, Jacinta Price says we should look at bringing in the riot police or the army. What do you say?
Look, yesterday and you know, months, years ago, last year, yesterday, everywhere in between, I've certainly said we need more resources, and it's something that I'll stand by. Clearly, we don't have enough, and I respect the police commissioner, but him saying that we have enough, yet he's sending 58 here today, I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. So if we need more police, we need to ask for help, and whether that's AFP, ADF, or police from other jurisdictions, we just need to get them here to remove the angst that people feel within in the community.
And can you just confirm, so an emergency has now been declared by the government?
That's my understanding, Ben. So, you know, that's probably the piece that's bigger than the curfew. It means that people can be removed from Alice Springs and sent back to where they're from. It's very similar to COVID times.
Am I right in saying, though, there are no criminal penalties for anyone who breaks the curfew?
I'm not sure of that case. It's probably a question for the police minister. I am meeting with the chief minister today, along with the council, so we can ask, I certainly can ask that question.
All right. I'll tell you what, you guys are determined, hanging in there. I mean, I know you've got a job to do. You're the mayor. But you must have moments where you think, why am I doing this? How can I keep on going?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yesterday after Tuesday's events, it was pretty deflating. You know, and it's tough, but the community all come together. This is the great thing about Alice Springs, the community spirit. And so, you know, people haven't given up hope yet. A lot of people have left, but a lot of people are staying and fighting the good fight. And, you know, I can't be critical of those people who have left, but we just need to turn Alice Springs back into the amazing place it was. And, you know, we need help, and hopefully this is the first step.
As we try and find solutions, there is a former police officer who worked in Alice Springs and Tennant Creek who tells us that there used to be a police officer in schools who kept an eye on kids, and the police officers could understand which kids were in trouble and how their home life was impacting them. And from there, the officers would mentor the kids at school and try and direct them in the right direction. So there are some suggesting that we need to go back to that kind of model.
Yeah, and I mean, it was a good model. The school constable model is in place at some schools. However, these kids, Ben, these kids aren't going to school. You know, this is the problem. We need to probably have a conversation about putting police back on remote communities first and foremost. It's learned behaviour that happens out in communities, and then they come from communities into Alice Springs and, you know, treated exactly the same. So
we don't have police in those remote communities?
Certainly not in every remote community, not at all. That's the big piece here.
And that's one of the big challenges, right? Because you're trying to keep across what's happening in so many remote communities, get services to people, law and order and everything else. I mean, it's a lot to keep an eye on.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely it is. So we just need, you know, when you start peeling back the layers, mate, it's pretty full on.
We appreciate you jumping on the line, mate. Stay strong.
Good on you. Thanks, mate.
Good on you. Matt Patterson, the Mayor of Alice Springs. And look, these remote communities, they're part of the problem. Everyone's spread out so far and so wide. Getting services to them, including law and order services, become so complicated. And also that community help, social help for kids who have fallen through the cracks. Now, if you made a decision that we're going to shut down some of those remote Indigenous communities, and if we were going to consolidate services and have a centralised position or positions where we can better help the people in need, well, that would make sense. But there'll also be people saying, oh, you can't do that. It'll be seen as racist. And that's what they're coming up against.
For more of The Ben Fordham Show, watch live weekdays 5:30 till 9 a.m. on 2GB.com.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.